Checkity, checkity, check, check. Checky, checky, check, check. 1, 2, mic check. All right, we're live. All right, we got to get this going. We've got to wrap up the Allison Lee Share shit because I have so many more things I have to fucking move on to. God damn it. This has gone on way longer than it needs to. But there's so much here. She is such a fucking disaster. Can't figure out why people hate millennials. I'm just baffled. Oh my god. Went to the gym, had a good session. It was alright. Weather is beautiful. The snow is all melted off the roads. You can scream and shout with all your might. It was like 45 degrees and sunny outside. It was windy, but it was nice. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. So everything should be good for the next couple of days. I think it's supposed to get warm next week. And then next week is actually spring break for CSU here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, located in the Soviet sector of Colorado. And thus, many of the college students will be gone, but some of them will be here. I'm actually going to have a little bit of downtime, because Yoga Pants Girl will be out of town for spring break. We are working together. I'm going to take the advantage of her not being around to take me some time off also. And yeah, you know, I'm going to run around and drink a few beers. I'm going to drink some stuff that has floral notes and some fruity overtones just for Adam Piggott. He's down in Louisiana right now. He claims he found the place where the hot chicks hang out at. I don't know how true that is. He's probably not going to tell us because he's a selfish bastard. Fucking Australian cocksucker that he is, he keeps all the hot women to himself. Yeah, I mean, here it is. The motherfucker comes over to the United States. What's he do? He starts fucking scamming up on our hot chicks. There ain't enough hot chicks to go around as it is, thanks to tattoos and piercings and purple hair and green hair and fat chicks and everything. But no. Adam Piggott comes over here and he's like, oh, I found the only hot chicks in town, and he's probably banging all of them right now. He's like, oh, great one. I'm working. I got to work so hard when I'm in the United States. We won't have time to podcast. And don't bother even coming down to Louisiana where I'm at because I'll be working the whole time. Yeah, right. I bet he's working like 3 days a week. And the rest of the time, he's just like fucking chicks. He's like, oi, Missy. I'm Adam Piggott. I'm from Australia. You can tell from my accent. We all sexy. And they're like, oh my God, I got an Australian accent. Oh, Adam Piggott, I want you. And he's like fucking neck deep in pussy right now, you low life cocksucking son of a bitch. I don't know who I hate more, Adam Piggott with his Australian accent and fucking all the women in the United States, or Aaron Clary and just him riding around on his motorcycle and fucking hiking and just like, yeah, look at him. Ah, get up whenever I want, do whatever I want. Oh, I think maybe I'll go write another book. Oh, look, oh, I wrote a book. Damn it. Maybe I'll do a podcast. All right, I think I'm going to go down to Vegas now for a while. Ah, oh, fuck both of you. You low-life cocksucking motherfuckers, I hate you. All right, anyway, great one's in a good mood. She might be able to tell. I'm in a good mood. Fuck you. Hey, great one. You fuck off and die. All right, here we go. Allison Lee here. We're going to get through this. We're not going to follow any links. We're not going to Google anything. We're not going to go down any motherfucking rabbit holes. Because I got to get this done. I need to move the fuck on with my life. Okay. Links will be in the show notes. Interview. I can't even talk. I'm already can't talk. Great one. Do you have a beer? I do have a beer. No, I'm not drunk, but I have a beer right here. I got a Saison from my favorite brewery, Funkworks, here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. Yes, Adam, it does have fun the fucking floral notes. Go fuck yourself. You goddamn Australian motherfucking son of a bitch. He's banging all of our women. Interview with Allison Lee Share, written by Allison Lee Share. She's interviewing herself. She's that amazing. Now, you know what? I thought about doing an interview with myself for the podcast, but I would do it satirically. I would do it. It would be a shtick. It would be a bit. It would be funny. This woman is seriously interviewing herself. Allison Lee Scher interview. Allison Lee Scher. I mean, we're at the top of the page. We've already seen her name three fucking times. Four times. Interview with Allison Lee Scher by Allison Lee Scher, August 11th, 2018. Allison Lee Scher interview. Allison Lee Scher is a journalist, consultant, creative mind, and the author of The Millennial's Guide to Changing the World. She has a 10-year background in publishing and startup consulting and has worked to build multiple organizations from scratch in industries ranging from hospitality to nonprofits, which is not a real thing, to digital media, which means putting stuff on YouTube, to alternative currencies, which means that she's had sex in exchange for goods and services. By this is a photo of her, and it says Allison Lee Scher, author and consultant. There it is. Her name appears five times above the fold. Good job, Allison. You are absolutely not an attention whore. Nobody could ever accuse you of being an attention whore. And in the previous episode in this series, we followed that down the rabbit hole. That's why we didn't get any of this done. We're not doing that today. All right. In 2018, she launched Millennials Incorporated, a consulting agency, because all unemployed people are consultants. I mean, I'm a motherfucking consultant. A consulting agency that uses... Aaron Clary is a consultant. Oh, unemployed people, Aaron Clary, consultant joke. Yes, yes, burn. Oh, so devastating. Oh, devastating humor. Bill Burr, look out. Oh, yeah, bam. All right. In 2018, she launched Millennials Incorporated, a consulting agency that is nowhere near as good as Asshole Consulting, which costs less money and gives you better results, and you can find them at assholeconsulting.com. A consulting agency that uses world-class millennial motivation data. No. By the way, I have not read this. I haven't read any of this. Uses world-class millennial motivation data. What the... What is that? What is that? God damn it. Fuck. Uses world-class... All right, world-class millennial motivation data to create company cultures where everyone loves to work. Oh my God, none of them can do any fucking work because they're all busy sitting around either being offended by microaggressions or staring at their fucking cell phones. But oh yeah, it's a company culture where everyone loves to work. Her book has readers calling her the voice of a generation. Remember now, her book is all about how the patriarchy is oppressing you and how white people are racist and all this other stuff. I would agree, this is definitely the voice of her generation. Microaggressions, victim mentality, blaming the patriarchy, blaming white men, hating white men, wanting to replace white men. Yeah, I would agree with that part. She is passionate. Passion. There's the fucking... Okay, we got passion now. All right. Well, at least the passion has finally showed up. She is passionate about having the shit knocked out of her. Now, she is passionate about using her unique expertise. Because apparently she's the only person who can post selfies on Instagram. She is passionate about using her unique expertise to reconcile conflicting worldviews between people of different ages so they can better work together for common missions. Well, what if you just put your cell phone down and did your fucking job? We were lucky to find a few hours in Allison's busy schedule. Wait. Oh, God. All right, I said I wasn't going to click on any links. I am a lying cocksucker. We were lucky to find a few hours in Allison's busy schedule to sit down and ask her some questions. Allison's is a link. Remember, Allison is, you know, the person who wrote this interview is Allison Lee Scher. And she says that we were lucky to find, oh my God, all right, Exec Buzz. She has a website at execbuzz.com. She's an executive. Allison Lee Scher is an accomplished writer, consultant, and entrepreneur. There's no comma between writer and consultant. Author of The Millennial's Guide to Changing the World, the only thing she's done in her life. Founder of Millennial Inc., a consulting and cross-gender make your business a top place to work. And latest post, she has one post. It was published on July the 2nd, 2018. And the post is, the post is about her. And it has her picture. Well, it's really short. Allison Lee Scher. She's a journalist, consultant. In case you guys didn't know this yet, she's a journalist, consultant, and author. Okay, and the millennial. And oh my God. All right. It's just, and then I've been on Money Talk with Melanie. No one's heard of that. The Y Factor. Nobody's heard of that. The Joe Piscopo Show. Never heard of it. Savvy Business Radio. Never heard about it. The Lars Larson Radio Show, never heard of it. WGSOAM New Orleans. Wow, she was on AM radio. I'm impressed. And the Robert Petillo Show, never heard of it. All right, anyway, that was a totally fucking waste of my time. Totally fucking waste of your time also. Here we go. Whoops, that's the wrong fucking interview. Or is it? No, interview with Allison Lee Scher. Here we go. Question that she's asking herself. Why did you become fascinated with millennials? Well, because she's a millennial, and like all millennials, she is a narcissistic cunt. She is obsessed with herself and everything that relates to herself because she believes herself to be the center of the universe. Now, let's find out how she answers this question. Allison responds to Allison. By the way, at this point, there's another picture of Allison, and it says Allison, author Allison Lee Scher under the picture. Well, there's a world? There's a world that people use called me search. Do you mean there's a word that people use called me search? First sentence of the interview, there's already a typo. Yes, you're obviously a very intelligent, good book writer. There's a world that people use called me search. I like that phrase because I am a millennial and I went on a quest to learn about us. That's why, oh my God, this is fantastic. That's why book is an ethnographic study. Here's the sentence. That's why book is an ethnographic study. She means that's why the book is an ethnographic study. Oh my God, she's so fucking stupid. Generations are defined, comma, in part, comma, by historical events that shape worldviews during coming of age moments. And I graduated right into the Great Recession. Yeah, it was really hard for you to get a cell phone. Because it was such a great recession. My peers were applying to the same jobs as our parents. What, barista at Starbucks? There is a dysphoria of young, energetic, idealistic people without any way to make money. Right, that's because you have no skill set and you have a worthless degree. Or plug into the larger society, by which she means be a parasite and get things for free. I wanted to study how we were finding our way through the world. Well, you're not. You're still living with your parents. You're not finding your way through the world, you stupid fucking bent. If there were certain people who were thriving more than others, and if there were conditions or other internal factors contributing to that success. Yeah, there are some people thriving more than others. They either went to college for something useful, like medicine or dentistry or nursing or engineering. Or they got a skill or a trade and they started their own business or they worked as an electrician or a plumber or something. Yeah, there are some people who are thriving more than others because they didn't major in stupid shit and they chose to not be parasites. I also noticed that there was a lot of depression and anxiety and even suicidal ideation? What? What is this fucking word? All right, hang on. I got to see if this is a real word. Ideation? To form an image, to conceive, to, all right. There was suicidal ideation, even suicidal ideation. Okay, so in other words, your friends, people were thinking about suicide. Too bad they didn't act on it. I noticed there was a lot of depression and anxiety and even suicidal ideation plaguing my friends, as if you have friends, that seemed situationally created. Hold on. As opposed to depression and anxiety and thoughts of suicide that were not created by situations? We're not happy in the world. We're looking for purpose. Once again, we see the manifestation of the female point of view. Women find themselves, men create themselves. Okay, she's looking for her purpose. Because she thinks she's going to find it somewhere. I don't know. Do a Google search. You have to create your purpose, honey. Oh, that's right. You're a woman. You can't do that. I started studying how the current system worked so I could teach others about it. So we could transform it. Yeah. Yeah. You're really doing good here with the system. Question. What was one of the biggest things that you've learned in your studies? Oh, probably one of the biggest things she learned in her studies would have been the cocks of some of the bad boys that she's had sex with. I also have to wonder how many abortions she's had. All right, but that's not the answer. Okay. Why are you texting me? Who is texting me? What do you want? No. What? No, I have to work. No, I'm not available on Saturday, unless you're a hot chick. Okay, guys, do not fucking text me and ask me if I'm available unless you are a hot chick. Okay, if you're a hot girl, yes, I'm available. Otherwise, leave me the fuck alone. Or if you're Adam Piggott, because I could go out with Adam Piggott and I could pick up the leftovers. See, that's the other secret. You want to go out with guys who are like hotter and sexier than you and have Australian accents, because all the women will flock to them. But I mean, Adam can only, I mean, let's be realistic here. Adam Piggott can probably only fuck about 5 women at one time on a good day, right? So that still leaves like what, 12, 13, 14 girls left over that he can't get on his agenda. I'm talking about like in one night, right? So I can pick from, so I got to go Adam Piggott, I can take from the leftovers. I'm okay with that. I don't mind. Adam can have the 5, you know, ones that he thinks is the hottest. I'll take the leftovers. Anyway, all right. Great one. Are you on crack? No, I'm just having fun. Go fuck yourself. All right. What was the biggest things you've learned in your studies? She learned that she can spread her legs really wide. I think the biggest aha is that we see things as we are, not as they are. Okay, that might be one of the most profound statements I've ever heard from a millennial about millennials. I mean this. She's saying that we, so millennials, see things as millennials are. So what she says is, we see things as we are, not as they are. Translation, millennials see things as millennials are, not as reality. Boy, you can't disagree with that. Because millennials see everything as a reflection of them. And that which is not a reflection of them does not exist. That is profound. And it is truthful. And it's not flattering. This whole project has been what you might call, a paradigm-shifting journey for me. Anyone who uses the word paradigm in a sentence non-sarcastically should have the shit knocked out of them. To start to see possibility in the world that is, and to stop, just stop, in all capital letters, viewing the system as broken beyond repair along with the people in it. The system is what we've made it. No, it's not, because you haven't done anything. You have not made the system anything because you haven't done anything. Is the system fucked up? Yeah. Are there jackasses in the system? Yeah. Does the system have problems? Yeah. Does the system need to be gotten rid of? Yeah. But you didn't make the system anything. You've spent your entire life being a parasite on the taxpayers, being a parasite on your parents, and sitting around at fucking college campuses masturbating to yourselves. Okay? You haven't made jack shit. The human condition is what it is. And now, I feel passionately about helping millennials who, by and large, don't feel like they fit in, integrate into this society. Well, that's because they don't fit in because they're lazy, parasitical pieces of shit with worthless degrees, and nobody likes them. Because you're very entitled, and you think the world is a reflection of you, instead of understanding that the world is what the world is. And if you want to fit in, you have to do something to create some value for some other people, not just walk around parasiting off everyone for your entire fucking worthless life. As much as we're searching for our identity and self-actualization, you're not going to find those by searching for them, you stupid bent. You have to go, oh wait, you're a woman, never mind, you're an object, not an agent. But if you're a man, you can't search for your identity and your self-actualization. You have to create those things. You have to make some decisions and you have to go out and you have to fucking do something. If you're a woman, you just sit around and you fucking use your vagina to get people to give you free shit and you continue to be a fucking worthless parasite until you hit the wall and then you accuse somebody of hashtag me too and you get on television and you get a bunch of money. Then you go adopt some rescue dogs and get a job at a nonprofit. And then you die in obscurity and alone crying yourself to sleep. As much as we're searching for our identity and self-actualization, which many of us see as a right rather than a privilege, she thinks that identity and self-actualization is a right rather than a privilege. It's neither. You don't have a right to an identity and self-actualization, nor is having these things a privilege. It's something you either do or you don't based on putting some fucking effort into it, which is why you don't understand it, because you're not just a female. You're not just a millennial. You're a millennial female. And the concept of putting effort into something is completely beyond you. I don't think many of us are happy until we bring this into the world that is. So you're not happy until you bring your identity and self-actualization into the world. Wham. Most of the millennials I know aren't happy or truly sane when we are dissociating from the world around us because taking responsibility for it is too scary. Yes, you're not happy and you're not sane because you're not going to take responsibility for anything. And I like how dissociating from the world around us because taking responsibility for it is too scary. Which it? Do you mean it the world or do you mean it your identity and self-actualization. Well, it doesn't matter. You can't take responsibility for anything anyhow. You're a millennial parasite. Okay. I don't think millennials fear change the way older people do. Okay. If you don't fear change the way older people do, why are you so terrified of Donald Trump becoming president? That's change. Why are you so scared of a wall? That's change. Why are you so scared of reducing immigration? That's change. Why are you so afraid of putting Hillary Clinton in jail? That's change. Why are you so afraid of being told that you're either a boy or a girl and all these other genders are made up? That's change. Why are you so afraid of the welfare being turned off? That's change. Why are you so afraid of single mothers being ridiculed? That's change. Don't tell me that you don't fear change, you stupid fucking ignorant cunt. You are a dumb fucking bitch. You are fucking terrified of change. You are terrified of not getting your fucking nasty, filthy, little, disgusting fucking ego constantly fed by everyone around you and being told how fucking awesome you are. We don't fear change the way old people do. Fuck you, you goddamn cunt. I'll give you some fucking change. How about if I round you up and put you in concentration camps and kill all of you? That would be change. We crave change, actually. No, you don't. You crave attention. You crave free stuff. You crave being a parasite. You crave having your ass kissed. You craved being the center of attention. We crave change. You fucking ignorant bitch. We crave change, actually. We just don't know how to do it in the world that is. Right, you don't know how to function in reality. You have no fucking idea. You have no social skills. You can't interact with other humans. You can't make a fucking point that isn't stupid and empty and vapid like this. You can't get a fucking real job. You can't create value for another person in exchange for money. You probably can't figure out how to have a relationship with another human being, which is why you've probably been fucked by 30 or 40 different men and aborted 7 or 8 children. You probably can't even manage to fucking sustain a relationship with a fur baby. No, you don't know how to do anything in the world. Your entire book, which you're about to reference, your book is about how white men are oppressing you and the patriarchy has to be overthrown and white people are all racist. Yes, when that's the attitude you walk through the world with, that's why you can't fucking accomplish anything, because nobody except other losers like yourself wants to associate with you. And guess what? If you get 27,000 losers in one place like all you fucking millennials, you just have a whole bunch of loserness. In order to move beyond loserness, you have to have within your group people who aren't losers. But to associate with people who aren't losers, you have to not be a loser yourself, because non-losers don't want to hang out with losers. That is what my book explains. But the key is that it's going to take us all. No, it doesn't. It doesn't take all of you. It takes one person to get off your ass. That's another form of laziness. Well, we can make things better, but it takes everyone. That's a way for you to sit around and do nothing, because you're waiting for everybody else to show up and do things. That's laziness. Question, is that what you're doing with Millennial Incorporated? Exactly. Now, what she's probably doing with Millennial... Here's the thing. What is Millennial Incorporated... we said we weren't going to fucking Google anything. Oh, God, it's so tempting. Fuck. Here's what I want to know. Have you guys heard of Microsoft Corporation? Have you heard of Apple Corporation? Have you heard of AT&T Corporation? Have you heard of GNC? Have you heard of Sears? Have you heard of Dell? Have you heard of Walmart? Okay, all these corporations, they've done things that you're aware of. Millennial Incorporated. And what has Millennial Incorporated accomplished. What does Millennial Incorporated produce? What has Millennial Incorporated brought to the world that did not previously exist? Good or bad, right? You can look at Walmart and say, well, but they employ people for shitty wages and treat their employees like shit. Okay, that may or may not be true, but at least you've heard of them. They've done something. What Cher is doing with Millennial Incorporated is nothing. It's just she formed an LLC in some state where it was really cheap. Like here in Colorado, you can make an LLC on the internet for $50. She formed a fucking corporation on the internet, someplace it was really cheap. And now I'm the CEO of a corporation. Okay, what has your corporation done? How many employees does your corporation have? How many employees work at Millennial Incorporated? How much tax revenue has Millennial Incorporated contributed to the social safety net that you're so in love with? What is Millennial Incorporated doing to reduce its carbon footprint? Has Millennial Incorporated done anything to address the problem of homelessness? What has Millennial Incorporated actually fucking done? See, my guess is that Millennial Incorporated has an employee of one. It's Allison Lee Cher. It's basically just a facade of a corporation that allows her to say she's the CEO of a corporation. It doesn't have employees. It doesn't have products. It doesn't have services. It doesn't do anything. It probably has a website that hasn't been updated in years. God damn it. I have to fucking Google it. I have to. I know. Great one. You said you weren't going to. Yeah, I'm a lying motherfucker. Is this your first fucking day here or what? You know I am a lying cocksucker. Millennial Inc. Custom cabinetry in Ponticello. Okay, so Millennial Inc. is the second. There's a Millennial Incorporated that makes cabinetry and millwork, which comes up higher than Allison Lee Cher's fake corporation. Her fake corporation is at millennials-incorporated.com. Our goal is to help you maximize profit. Oh, I've been to this website. We've got notebook. Okay, what do you do? See, here we go. Get a checklist of top ways your company can turn millennial employees into loyal leaders. You can give her your email and she'll spam you. Our goal is to help maximize profit and impact by attracting, engaging, and retaining top millennial talent to transform and carry forward your company legacy. Okay, what do you do? Her website has one page, the home page, menu. Here we go. What do you do? Services. The next generation wants to be aligned with every element of the company's culture. Oh my God. Okay, what do you do? Read more. Millennials need skills to be successful. No, they don't. They have feelings. Our capacity building trainings. She's going to teach your millennial workers. Hold on. Teach the following to your millennial workers. I thought millennials were geniuses. Our capacity building trainings. Our capacity building trainings. Teach the following to your millennial workers. Have you ever tried to teach a millennial? That's not. All right. Number one, negative millennial stereotypes and methods to overcome them. Number two, ways to manage up and empower your boss to be a better team leader. Yes, because your boss really needs a 27-year-old person who lives with his parents to manage him. Number three, networking to create meaningful professional relationships, which is an admission that you don't know how to interact with other people without a cell phone. Number four, success strategies to help you be taken seriously as the youngest person in the room. It's called being competent. It's called showing up to work on time and being competent. That's how you get taken seriously. Number five, communication etiquette that spans generation gaps. Once again, they're 30 years old, but they still have to be taught how to interact with other humans because they're socially retarded. Number six, distress tolerance and emotional resilience skills. In other words, how not to be a snowflake. Good luck. Number seven, purpose alignment and leadership development and more. So in other words, what is this? Contact us today to see what package is right for you. Oh, there's an option of 8 different workshops presented together. So basically, she sells workshops. You pay her, she comes to your fucking workplace, and she talks to you about stuff. That's what she's selling. That's her fucking company. All right, let's click on her store. Hey, her store has one item in it. Anybody want to take a wild guess what you can buy at millennials-incorporated.com? If you guessed that you can buy Allison Lee Scher's book, The Millennial's Guide to Changing the World, a new generation's handbook to bring yourself to being yourself, living with a purpose, then yes, you are correct. That's what's there. There you go. That's her fucking website. I need to keep that open because I need that link for the show notes. It's a fake corporation. It's a facade. Exactly. As my book was being published, I thought to myself, what is... No, you didn't think to yourself, sweetie. You have never had a thought in your life. You are a thought, but you've never had a thought. I thought to myself, what is the best way I can bring all this knowledge that I've gathered to the world? Oh my goodness, she had so much knowledge. How can she bring this to the world? Because I know I've been sitting around for years waiting for Allison Lee Scher to bring me some knowledge. And the answer I chose was to go into companies and help them with their millennial problems. Companies have a lot of millennial problems. Okay, she's right about that one. Corporate America lost over $3 billion in millennial turnover last year. How did you figure that? Did you factor in potentially all the money they didn't have to spend by getting rid of the millennials before they hashtag me to somebody, or make unreasonable demands, or fuck things up and cost a lot of money? I mean, there's no footnote on this number. Where'd you just pull this number out of your ass? That doesn't even include the percentage of millennials that contribute. Oh, hold on. Yeah, are these the same millennials living at home with their parents? Yeah, God, it's just brutal that those people don't have jobs because we've lost so much money. This doesn't even include the percentage of millennials that contribute. Okay, talking about millennials and using the word contribute in the same sentence. Unless you're contributing to snowflakeism, no, I doubt they've contributed anything. All right, can we get through this sentence? Yes. That doesn't even include the percentage of millennials that contribute to the $500 billion. Oh, God. To the 500, that's what it says. That doesn't even include the percentage of millennials that contribute to the $500 billion that were lost last year due to employment disengagement at work. Well, if you put down your fucking cell phones, it would be fine. I was talking to somebody at one of the venues we work with. She's older than I am. And she's like, yeah, God, getting these young kids to work because they're on their phones all the time. I'm like, well, why don't you buy a cell phone jammer and put it in your building? And when there's not something happening where you want people to have Wi-Fi, just jam their cell phones. She's like, that's a thing? I'm like, yes, that's a thing. And her eyes got real big. I'm like, yes, cell phone jammers. Look into it. I mean, I'm serious. If you have a workplace, install a fucking cell phone jammer. It's not rocket science. Oh, and then just don't have open Wi-Fi. That's the other part. Don't let everybody hook into your fucking Wi-Fi. Change the Wi-Fi password and jam their cell phones. Because I understand this generation so well, I wanted to go into these companies and create cultures that millennials can be loyal to. Because women know a lot about loyalty. That's why they initiate 70% of all divorces, because women are excruciatingly loyal. Millennials want to work at and also buy from people and planet-friendly companies. No, millennials want to be parasites and live at home and have everybody around them enclose them in a hug box. That's what millennials want. We want to be part of the revolution of capitalism that's currently gaining momentum. By revolution of capitalism, I assume she means buying every new product that Apple Corporation puts on the shelf after it's been manufactured by virtual slave labor in China. All right, now we have another picture of Allison, and underneath it, it says Allison Lee Scher, author and consultant, just in case you didn't know by now that she wrote a book and she's a consultant. Here's the question. What do you wish other people understood about your generation? Here's her answer. There is a war going on between white people and everyone else. Oh, no, sorry. There is a war going on between the millennials and the baby boomers. I find it kind of funny now because the baby boomers raised us, and still, there is so much contention and misunderstanding. No, you're lazy, sensitive, snowflakey, and you still live at home. There's no misunderstanding here, sweetie. Gen X is only one-third the size of these two giant generations, which is why they go under the radar so often, and also because we're just not as lazy and stupid as you are. The baby boomers are all reaching retirement age, thank God. There's a leadership gap that's forming inside companies, which you're not going to be able to fill because you have no real-world experience, because the only thing you've done in your life is get a worthless degree, live with your parents, and work in a fucking pizza shop. They need younger people to take on leadership positions to carry on the legacy they've built at companies they've spent the past 3 decades of their lives working at. But there's not enough millennials who stick around at our jobs. We usually leave between 1 to 2 years. Right. And that's why nobody wants to hand off a company that they spent 3 decades building to your lazy, worthless ass. Baby boomers also want to appeal to our consumer demographic, which they have to do for their companies to stay alive. Absolutely, you got to sell shit to the people who have money. That would be millennials. However, their products don't appeal to us because their products are bad for the planet and we're hip to that. Yes, because I never see millennials with cell phones that are made from rare earth elements that are extracted from the planet Earth with strip mining, often in African or Asian countries, and then refined from the ore around them by using toxic chemicals. No, of course not. You guys are so hip. You're so hip to products that are bad for the planet. That's why you buy bottled water, because all those plastic bottles aren't bad for the planet. No, of course not. You're so stupid. She said it. Hold on. Let's go back and find it. Where is it? We see things as we are, not as they are. Millennials see the reflection of themselves instead of reality. Millennials want to think that they care about the earth and they're green and all this other horseshit. And that's what they see. They don't see the reality of all the environmental destruction that they do for their cosmetics. I like to travel. Right, because when you get on that airplane you use to fly across the ocean so you can travel and ride cocks in foreign countries. See, that airplane doesn't contribute to global warming. It's not made out of metal. It doesn't burn jet fuel that was fucking pumped out of the earth and refined and caused pollution. Your fucking electric cars, which cause more pollution than regular automobiles. See, you just pretend all of that doesn't exist, because what you see when you look at the world around you, you see yourself. You don't see reality. Reality is something you have never encountered, and you have been completely isolated and insulated and hug-boxed away from reality for your entire little motherfucking miserable life living in your motherfucking mom's basement. The baby boomers need the millennials. No, they need your money. They need you to buy stuff. Nobody needs you. Trust me on this, sweetie. Nobody needs you. The baby boomers need the millennials, and the millennials need the baby boomers because they have all the resources. They know how to make enterprises succeed in the world that is, while millennials have the vision for the future. No, laziness is not a vision for the future. Laziness is laziness. Maybe there's a field beyond right doing and wrong doing where we can meet and change the world together. This is what the sentence says. So this what I wish people knew about millennials. I wish they knew that our values that are so often condemned are exactly the values that need to be integrated into mainstream society during this make or break time on the human path. Wow, there's nothing arrogant about that. See, your values are the ones that need to be integrated into mainstream society. Your values are more better than anybody else's values. Such humility, such open-mindedness, such tolerance, such diversity. I want to beat the shit out of this woman so bad. God, she's an inferior piece of shit. That's why a lot of my work, right, you've done work. She did write a book. Okay, that was work. And she has taken a lot of pictures of herself. That's work. Okay, I shouldn't laugh at that. That's why a lot of my work at Millennial Incorporated focuses on generational reconciliation and teaching people with different worldviews how to better work together for common missions. Unless, of course, those different worldviews are, you know, those of European-descended white people, or heterosexual white men with jobs, or Jehovah's Witnesses, or Mormons, or Catholics, or people who are anti-abortion, or Trump supporters. Question. This is not self-serving. The question is, why should people hire Allison Lee Scher? And next to this, there's a photo of her, and underneath the photo, it says author Allison Lee Scher, just in case at this point you didn't really remember for sure what her name is and you didn't know that she'd written a book. But remember, millennials don't see the world as it is. They don't see reality. They just see themselves. When a millennial opens their eyes in the morning and they look upon the world, it's like when I, in the morning comes, right? I wake up. Usually I have a hard on because I'm a big cock and I like to fuck in the morning. So I got a giant raging hard on and I'm thinking about redheads. And I wake up, I open my eyes, and I look and I see this giant thing sticking up, and that's my cock. But I look past the cock and I see my poster of the Bengal tiger. And under that, I see the poster of Supergirl, right? That's what I see first thing in the morning. When a millennial wakes up first thing in the morning, they just see themselves. That's it. They see themselves and they see nothing else. And then they get out of bed and they see themselves. They go in the bathroom to brush their teeth, and they see themselves. Now you might say, well, of course they see themselves, great one, because they're looking in the mirror. No. See, when the great one looks in the mirror, he sees dead sexiness. Okay? When a millennial looks in the mirror, the millennial doesn't see their own reflection in the mirror because the mirror is reality. They don't see reality. They see themselves. Not their reflection in the mirror. No, no, no. They do not even see that. They just see themselves all day long. They sit down, you know, they take their morning shit. They see themselves. They get up from taking the shit. They turn around to flush the toilet. They look down in the toilet where the shit is. They see themselves. Right? And then they come out of their bed and they go up the stairs into their mom's kitchen and they see themselves. And then their mom puts breakfast on the table for them and they see themselves. They just see themselves all day long. Why? Pray tell, why should people hire Allison Lee Scher? Her answer to her own question is, I think every company with a diverse generational composition needs this service. It's not just about making millennials feel more comfortable. Oh no, because that needs to be a focus. We got to make those poor little millennials, we got to make them feel comfortable. Well, we don't want them to be uncomfortable now, do we? That's not what I'm here to do. Millennials also have to accept certain realities about life, why we get so negatively stereotyped, and how to overcome them so that we can live the life of our dreams. We need to accept the fact that you need a job. And if you want a job, you have to work for someone else or start your own company. Oh yeah, that's the first, one of the few intelligent things she said. A lot of us choose the latter and give up financial security in exchange for having lifestyle freedom and the freedom to be creatively expressed, even though the majority of startups fail. But because of this, we don't have retirement funds. Oh, but it doesn't matter, sweetie. The government will take care of you for your entire life. They're the social safety net. We can't buy houses. Well, yeah, because you're spending $12 on avocado toast and $6 on a fucking Starbucks latte. We can't buy houses, but it doesn't have to be like that. Companies can keep their top talent if they implement certain practices that allow millennials to satisfy our needs on the job. Okay, but the company's top talent isn't millennials. Okay, millennials are not top talent, sweetheart. I don't know what planet you're living on. All right, what? We're going to play the out music, and then we're going to come back and fucking finish this. Okay, we're close to the end. Yeah, in more ways than one. Also, millennials need a lot of help building resilience, both mentally and emotionally. No shit. She got that one right also. That's why a huge part of what I offer focuses on capacity building for millennials. No, I don't know what capacity building means either, because I'm not a loser. You'd be amazed at what goes on for some of us. No, I wouldn't. I know exactly what goes on for you. Staring at your cell phone, attention whoring, whining, and blaming the patriarchy for your fucking failure. I know exactly what's going on with you. Is that you're not so fucking deep that no one can figure you out. You'd be amazed at what goes on for some of us. While... what? Okay, let me read the sentence to you. We're going to figure out what this means. You'd be amazed at what goes on for some us while are sucking at our jobs. You'd be amazed at what goes on for some us, comma, while are sucking at our jobs, period. We're vomiting from panic attacks in the walk-in, period. Going to work is giving you panic attacks that cause you to vomit. And you think you're going to change the world. We're so overwhelmed by our personal life. What personal life? You don't have a fucking personal life. You're looking at Facebook on your cell phone. In your mom's basement. What fucking personal life are you talking about? You people can't shut up about community because you're so fucking lonely because you don't have any contact with other humans because you don't have any fucking personal skills. I'm a fairly antisocial cocksucker myself and I have better personal skills than most of you motherfuckers do. What do you mean you're overwhelmed by your personal life? You don't have a fucking life. Your fucking existence is here for the purpose of fucking believing the religion of global warming, voting Democrat, and buying Apple products. You don't have a fucking life. If you died tomorrow, no one would know the difference. Yeah, our personal lives. Overwhelmed by our personal lives. The fuck is wrong with you? We're so overwhelmed by our personal lives and feel the weight of the world on our shoulders that we can't deliver. Once again, listen to his ego. The weight of the world is on our shoulders. No, it's not. Do you think there's someone in the world sitting around going, well, I sure hope Allison Lee Scher shows up and makes the world a better place? There's no weight of the world on your shoulders. No one even knows you exist. The fuck is wrong with your ego? You've got to calm the fuck down, bitch. This is just hysterics. The weight of the world is on our shoulders. Oh, shut up. With a millennial, our personal life will trump our professional life, always. Right, and that's why you're fucking failures in the professional world. We talked about this before, because she said this before. Yes, when you always put your personal life before doing your job, you're not going to be successful at your job. Sometimes, once again, let me emphasize, I'm not saying all the time. I'm not even necessarily saying 50-50. I think it's completely situational. It changes. But there are some times in your life when you have to put your job before your personal life so that you can do the job, so that you can get it done, so that you can make money, so that you can take the money and take being done with the job and then go off and do your personal life. When you sit here and say that your personal life will always be more important than your professional life, that's why no one wants to hire you, because we know you're not going to show up for work unless you feel like it. We know you're going to do a shitty job. We know that you're going to bail out on us the first time something comes up. We know that you can't be relied on because you just told us that your personal life, which happens 24 hours a day, every single moment of your fucking life, that your personal life is always, by your own admission, more important than your professional life. That's why no one wants to hire you, because we know you're not willing to put a sufficient amount of effort into your fucking job to justify paying you. And it's hard to create your own company and run it when, once again, so even if it's your own company, running your company is still your professional life. If your personal life always comes before running your company ain't gonna last long. And with the baby boomers, it was always the other way around. But why should you hire me? Well, because beyond increasing quality of life for everyone on and off the job, wow, hiring Allison Lee Scherr will increase quality of life for everyone on and off the job. All of these practices will help you increase your bottom line, because I'm sure that Allison Lee Scherr and her facade corporation know a whole lot about increasing the bottom line. Because you care about this earth. The planet Earth is a proper noun. It should be capitalized, and it's not. Because you care about this Earth and the world your grandchildren will inherit. None of us have grandchildren, sweetie, because those of us who have kids, well, our kids are all adopting fur babies and not reproducing because, well, they've been told that if you're white and you have babies and children, well, you're a racist. So no, there aren't any grandchildren. Trying to play the grandchildren card isn't going to work. Because most of the people out there who own companies and could hire you don't have grandkids because they were cucks. They raised their daughters poorly. They let their daughters go to college. Now their daughters have blue hair and hairy armpits, and they can't figure out if they're boys or they're girls, and they're asexual or they're trannies or something like that. And they're not reproducing because they'd rather have seven rescue dogs. So no, the fucking grandchildren card, not going to fucking work here. And then at the bottom, there's another picture of her with her name, Allison Lee Scherr, just in case by now you didn't know what she looks like or that her name is Allison Lee Scherr. And it says job title is author and consultant. And there it is. According to the stats on this website, this page has been viewed 970 times since August 11th, 2018. I wish I had something like big to go out on. I don't. There'll be more. It's not over yet. God, it's not over yet. It's just, I feel like this will never end. I really do.